your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit Series From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. I am so excited to be talking about our topic for this call today, which is the missing piece to achieving self-worth, unlimited life force energy, and manifestation of your soul's desires. Very important call where we are going to discover the number one mistake most people make when healing specific issues. You will learn why you aren't getting the results you desire, even if you've been doing this work for decades. Understand why healing and even life can feel hard right now and what you can do about it. Discover what you need to do right now for full and complete healing. Learn how you can step into your divine magnificence and be, do, and have the great things you were meant to be, do, and have here in this lifetime. I am getting some feedback. Gertrude, I think if you can maybe turn off the webcast.
Okay, I haven't turned it on, but I can log in now and turn off my phone afterwards.
Okay, maybe that would help because the feedback, I'm getting feedback as I'm talking. Okay, in the meantime, while you do that, I am going to read Gertrude's bio for you guys to give you a little bit of sense of who she is and what she does. She has already changed the lives of thousands of people worldwide. During her mid-30s, when Gertrude was working on a demanding marketing job, she burnt out completely and ended up on sick leave for 6 months. She realized that the rat race of targets, budgets, and impossible deadlines was no longer what was right for her. It was during her dark night of the soul that Gertrude discovered her divine nature and her soul purpose, helping others to heal themselves on a deep level so that they feel empowered in sharing their gifts and shine their lights brightly. So she decided to leave her corporate career and retrained as a transformation coach, therapist, and later also a yoga teacher and energy healer. Being an expert by experience, she has now worked with individuals, entrepreneurs, and professionals on the spiritual path for over 16 years to help them heal their core emotional wounding. Through her revolutionary combination of healing modalities, she's able to help her clients manifest their highest potential, truly fulfill their soul's deeper calling, and thrive doing what they love, even if they have not been able to achieve their results elsewhere. Gertrude, a facilitator of inner transformation, helps you transcend your karmic imprints, ancestral burdens, and any self-sabotaging blocks at their root so you can live your miraculous, fulfilling, and abundant life. She's trained in compassion healing, ancestral clearing, theta healing, breakthrough healing, energy reading, soul purpose, blueprint oracle, and much more. Clients love working with her because of her intuitive, holistic, empathic, and gentle approach in assisting them to achieve significant breakthroughs. Welcome, my dear. Very excited to have you with us.
Hi, Aram. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, thank you. You're clear now.
Hi, Aram. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I'm really excited to be back and honored to be here again today. And also hello
it
to the amazing...
To have you.
Sorry. I was going to say...
No. I just
wonderful.
It is wonderful to have you back, my dear. Very excited about today's call. And I just want to give heads up to our listeners. If you guys have issue hearing or understanding Gertrude, please let me know because we've had to change her phone system a couple of times to make sure that you guys could all understand. I had trouble hearing her first, so we want to make sure that you are able to. So the big promise we have today, which is so exciting, is that the missing piece to achieving self-worth, unlimited life force energy, and manifestations of your soul's desires, that this is what we're going to find out. What is the missing piece? And according to Gertrude, it's the broken connection between you and your soul. And when you restore that, that's when you have You achieve self-worth. You have unlimited life force energy and the manifestation of your soul's desire. So what I want to ask you first, Gertrude, is what have you found when you're working with your clients that, you know, what are they doing or using that is not getting them these kinds of results that you can actually get with your process?
Yeah, so what I've found all the years that I've been doing this work is that most people focus on one or two or three specific issues they're dealing with in their current reality. And, you know, there can be lots of things happening, right, on a physical, emotional, mental level, which, of course, is very helpful when we do clearings and all these. But sometimes it can also feel like there's no end to these clearings. I mean, I'm working with clients who have been doing clearing and healing work for decades. Some are even healers themselves. And, you know, they start to feel hopeless. They, you know, they're not getting the results they're hoping for. And sometimes they feel exhausted. They feel frustrated. They feel hopeless. So, so that's what I've found has been going on a lot. And what I found is that they forget to look at the bigger picture. When we do the work at a higher level, actually at the highest level, you know, when we reconnect to our soul, when we embody our soul's highest frequencies, you know, then we're in a place where we cannot not be healed, so to speak. And most people forget about that. This connection is so important. Because when because when we embody our soul fully and completely, you know, when we invite our soul back into our body, you know, this is us embodying our highest spirit without any interference, and it's the highest part of us. And when we embody our souls, we expand and include all parts of ourselves. You know, we embrace all that that makes us human, and more importantly, all that reminds us of our divinity.
Mm, amazing. That's beautiful. You know, the results that your client gets are really amazing. And I mean, we'll read some of those in a few minutes. But do you have, like, is there a particular secret? Are there particular tools? Like, I know in your work, you use the soul retrieval process, you use the soul blueprint upgrade. Do you want to talk about some of those tools, which I feel are like the secret, you know, the secret sauce to why your process is so much more powerful than what other people are doing?
Yeah, sure. So what I do is I combine several things, right? I combine deep self-compassion-based clearing work to heal the fragmented, wounded aspects and versions of you that keep you in 3D, that keep you in self-sabotage, in struggle, and in suffering. You know, so you can become more complete and whole, and and as a consequence, your soul's light can shine through and form here. And self-compassion-based clearing work, I combine that with powerful soul retrieval processes, soul blueprint upgrades. I combine it with divine template restorations and activations, and also with ancestral spirit liberations. So those are the main things I work with. And all these tools are really designed to do exactly that, right? Help you reconnect to your soul's missing pieces, heal the deeper layers of your karma by restoring the broken connections between you and your soul and your divinity, so that you can become more and more like a light body filled with the pristine energy of your soul. That's my aim. That's my goal for my clients. Yeah.
Do you have any, I know you've worked with so many clients and you get amazing results. Do you have any stories that you can share with us?
Yeah, I actually have more than one. a client I worked with recently, a very experienced healer herself, she was struggling with trust and with vulnerability issues, and she was telling me they always backfired on her. So she didn't trust that she was supported, that she was loved, you know, by, let's say, a benevolent force out there. So she also had serious health issues. She was resuscitated 5 times and had 3 NDEs. And another way this also showed up in her life was struggling in her business and with her finances, right? So when I worked with her, we found quite a bit of trauma around soul separation. Because she was feeling really on her own, you know. She was like, why did I agree to this soul separation, to this life here on planet Earth? And so there was a lot of anger towards herself, and also there was a huge sense of, it was actually kind of panic, right? So what I did is I helped her acknowledge and give compassion to the wounded parts. So we did very powerful clearings on her soul separation trauma. We did a soul retrieval process, and we called back all the fragmented pieces of her and her soul. And after we did that, she told me that before the pain and the weight of that was beyond heavy, you know, how crushing it really was. And after having done this process, she felt really good. The panic and anger were gone, and she felt really peaceful and whole. And she told me that was something she hadn't felt in a very long time. So, yeah, that was a beautiful process that we did together.
That does sound beautiful. That is amazing. I have a few questions I want to go over.
Mm-hmm.
Is your work, the remote healing, safe when people are doing other kinds of healing work already?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. The remote healings are always safe to use whatever other clearing work that you do. They can never cause any harm. They never have any negative side effects, as it's always sent directly by source. So it's the higher intelligence that's in charge and knows exactly what you need. So you'll always receive what's in your highest and your best. And I actually found, and it's also the feedback I've received from a lot of clients, that it actually enhances and amplifies all the other work that you do.
Awesome. Now, you had a group process that you wanted to do before we actually start taking one-on-one calls.
Yes.
So I want to just give people heads up, because a lot of times people, we have a very short list of people with their hands raised. So today is a good day to get on a live one-on-one if you guys want. But you do have to call in and then press *2 to raise your hand. And what, Gertrude, what you're going to be doing, remind me, please, is you're going to do some clearings, and you're going to also scan to see if they're fully embodying their soul or not, right?
Yes. So if that's okay with you, I'd like to start with the group process. And that way I can explain a little bit what the work is about and how it works, and then it's easier to sort of segue into the one-on-ones later. Would that be okay for you? Yeah,
let's do it.
Great. Okay, so let's do a clearing process, doing some work around your connection with your soul. So I would like to start by taking a moment for you to turn your attention inwards and just see if you can intuitively get an idea of how you feel, how you experience the connection with your soul right now on a scale of 0 to 10. So there's no judgment here. We're just assessing how you experience, how you feel the connection is with your soul right now. And give that a number between 0 and 10, where 0 is not connected at all, and 10, yes, I'm fully 100% connected. And, you know, we're just getting a baseline for yourself to see what the shifts are. So just trust the first number that pops up for you. Okay, so when you have, when everybody has that number, just you can remember or jot it down if you want. And then let's get you connected so that you can tap into that higher vibration and open yourself up for healing and transformation. So let's take a nice full body breath. And bring your awareness inside. Tune into your heart. Allowing everything to come into stillness. And feel the love in your heart. And send that beautiful energy down through your chakras, into your legs, through the soles of your feet, into the earth. Connecting you with the crystalline core of Mother Earth. Welcoming you. Grounding you. Supporting you and nurturing you. And let's receive that right back up. See, sense, or feel this powerful, this loving energy coming up through your feet, your legs, your root, through all your chakras, and out through your crown. And now see, sense, or feel a beautiful column of golden light coming down from the very heart of Source into your being. And allow this column to fill you with divine light and pure unconditional love. And to cleanse, clear, and purify everything that no longer serves you. And finally, let's invite our highest selves to guide, support, and protect us. And to show us what needs to be healed for each and every one of you today. And if you're not sure how to do that, just set the intention. Beautiful. So for this group clearing, we'll be using self-directed compassion to validate and acknowledge the wounded parts in us and to clear and heal any negative, any stuck energy that these parts are holding onto. So the residue from painful experiences that got lodged in our bodies that no longer serve us. So we'll use the phrase, I'm so sorry. So for example, I'm so sorry they abandoned you. I'm so sorry you're sad. I'm so sorry you thought it was your fault. So you'll want to repeat the phrases literally. And when I say you, you also say you, because we're speaking from the perspective of our highest self, from a place of wholeness. We're speaking to our wounded parts. So I will say the phrases and you can repeat them after me out loud. And as you say the words, just notice what happens in your body. So again, we'll do some work around your connection with your soul. So let's start by taking a nice deep breath. Focus on your heart center and your solar plexus. And imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts and all versions of you. And repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry being here is a struggle for you. I'm so sorry you've struggled and suffered through so many lifetimes. I'm so sorry your karmic imprint and wounding got in the way of a perfect life. I'm so sorry your darkness was stronger than your light. I'm so sorry you accidentally blocked your soul's light. I'm so sorry the frequencies of your soul became out of touch for you. I'm so sorry you were pushed to come here and you didn't want to. I'm so sorry your wounded parts believe you deserve eternal punishment. I'm so sorry you forgot about your true identity as a divine being. I'm so sorry you lost conscious connection to your soul and monad. I'm so sorry your soul's light disappeared. I'm so sorry your soul was banned forever. I'm so sorry your soul couldn't stay in the body. I'm so sorry your soul gave up on you. I'm so sorry this world is too overwhelming and too unsafe for you and your soul. I'm so sorry you were abandoned by your soul. I'm so sorry you're angry. I'm so sorry you always get abandoned. I'm so sorry you hate your soul for leaving. I'm so sorry you closed your heart down forever. I'm so sorry you're sad. Okay, and let's also address the flip side of this. I'm so sorry you abandoned your soul. I'm so sorry it's not safe to fully embody your soul's light here. I'm so sorry you had to divorce yourself just to stay alive here. I'm so sorry you were left with half a life. I'm so sorry your soul didn't like you anymore. I'm so sorry you rejected and betrayed your soul too many times. I'm so sorry you could never repair that damage. I'm so sorry you gave up on your soul. I'm so sorry you disowned yourself and could never get it back. I'm so sorry your soul stopped waiting for you to invite it home. I'm so sorry you refused to reconnect with your soul. I'm so sorry you were too angry and too hurt. I'm so sorry you can't completely trust your soul anymore. I'm so sorry you vowed to never feel that kind of pain again, no matter what the cost. I'm so sorry you rendered yourself powerless. I'm so sorry you thought you were broken and needed to be fixed. I'm so sorry nothing worked for you. I'm so sorry you feel hopeless. Okay, so let's pause here, take a nice deep breath, and let everything go on the exhale. And just to clarify, we're not using these phrases as affirmations, and we're not validating or installing anything, but we're actually uncreating the imprints by giving compassion to our wounded parts for their perceived reality. So they are... this is deep, these wounded parts are receiving deep healing from being acknowledged, from being heard and loved for their painful experiences. And it's also important to know that the phrases that we say are never the whole truth about us. We are, you know, we are so much more than our wounded aspects, right? And when we're saying these phrases, again, we're approaching our wounded aspects from the perspective of our highest self, from a place of wholeness, from a place of divinity. So that's what we're doing here. And when we do this, the deeper message from our soul can be revealed, because now, you know, there's nothing left to create a shadow and to block our soul's light. And when that happens, we're being reconnected with this higher vibration of love, of of light, of possibility, and we really experience our soul's perfect light, and then we can have the life that is, you know, possible for us, right? The life full of joy, full of ease and love and abundance and fulfillment, right? So yeah,
so beautiful. It was so deeply, oh, I feel so relaxed, so healed, deeply connected, really beautiful. Loved it.
Wow.
Almost didn't want to come back to the call because it was, wow,
well,
amazing.
If there's time, we can do a couple more, but I'll leave that up to you.
Well, we have some people waiting in line to talk to you. So if you can pick a number between 1 and 20, please, I will unmute that person.
Let's go with 19.
Okay, that is area code 604. You are on now. 604.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Gertrude. Oh, that was really lovely what you just did. I felt a little bit more connected after you'd gone through that exercise. So
that's
I'd love to have a reading and see where I'm at.
Okay, let's do that. Just one second here. Let me get organized. I get my pendulum here as well. Okay, so do I have your permission to test you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Let me just default my testing here quickly. Okay. What's your name, please, honey?
Nina.
Nina, okay. Is Nina's soul connected 100% to her body? Okay, I get a no. I'm also going to ask, is Nina's body connected 100% to her soul? I get a no on that one as well. Is Nina's soul communicating to her body 100%? Okay, that's also a no. And is Nina's body communicating to her soul 100%? Okay, I'm getting a yes on that one. And it's quite usual that we're not at 100%. I think there's very few people who actually are 100% connected both ways and also 100% communicating. So there's nothing wrong with you. It just means that there's stuff that needs to be healed and cleared.
Okay.
Is there anything you would like to have cleared right now that we can do a little bit of compassion work on?
My biggest challenge is relationships with family, with all aspects of relationships.
Okay, and what is stressful? What feels charged for you?
I get the feeling of disconnect, like I'm not present. And a feeling of abandonment, what we went through, not being heard, respected, loved, all of those things, really.
Yeah. And when you tune into that, Nina, where do you feel the charge to that in your body?
Mostly in my heart, chest, and head, I would say, those two.
Okay, and what's the intensity of that right now, of that charge? If you could give that a number between 0 and 10, where 0 is not intense at all and 10 at its maximum?
I would say it's pretty close to 8 and a 9.
Okay, so it's pretty intense right now. Okay, so let's take a nice deep breath. And everyone else, you can also follow along if you like, or you can hold the space for Nina and you'll get the clearings as well. Okay, so let's take a nice deep breath. Focus on your heart center, your solar plexus, and imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts and all versions of you. And repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you had to disconnect yourself from your body.
I'm so sorry you had to disconnect yourself from your body.
I'm so sorry it wasn't safe to feel all these painful feelings.
So sorry you didn't feel safe to feel all these painful feelings.
I'm so sorry you decided to check out.
So sorry you decided to check out.
I'm so sorry their judgments and criticism was too painful.
So sorry there were judgments and criticisms that were too painful.
I'm so sorry they couldn't see you through God's eyes.
Sorry, I didn't quite follow all that.
I'm so sorry they could not see you through God's eyes.
I'm so sorry that they could not see you through God's eyes.
I'm so sorry they could only see you through their wounded eyes.
So sorry that they could only see you through their wounded eyes.
I'm so sorry they could not see the beauty and the essence of you.
So sorry they couldn't see the beauty and essence of you.
I'm so sorry they could not see and hear you for who you truly are.
So sorry they couldn't see or hear you for what you truly are.
I'm so sorry they were too wounded to see you for who you truly are.
So sorry they were truly wounded to see you for who you are.
Yeah, I'm so sorry they were too wounded to see you for who you truly are.
So sorry they were wounded to see you who you truly are.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
So sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry they abandoned you.
Sorry they abandoned you.
I'm so sorry you couldn't all be in peace and harmony together.
Sorry that you couldn't all be in peace and harmony together.
I'm so sorry that I'm so sorry you could not forgive them.
So sorry you could not forgive them.
Okay, see how you feel, Mina?
Oh, they all rang true, what you were saying about theory, but yeah. Yeah,
so how's your heart?
It feels a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like I've released a little bit there.
Okay, so what's left in your heart, your chest, your head?
I think there's a resistance there. I'm not sure what the resistance is.
I'm so sorry you're scared. If you open yourself up, they'll hurt you again.
So sorry that you're scared to open yourself up to be hurt again.
Yeah. I'm so sorry it's safer to remain disconnected than to feel that pain again.
I'm so sorry to stay disconnected to feel that pain again.
Yeah, let's repeat that one. I'm so sorry it's safer to remain disconnected than to feel that pain again.
I'm so sorry to feel...
It's safer
to stay disconnected than to feel the pain again.
Yes. I'm so sorry. It was better to numb yourself.
I'm so sorry. It was better to numb yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so sorry. It was better to keep them at a safe distance.
So sorry. It was safer to keep them at a safe distance.
I'm so sorry you feel alone and isolated.
So sorry you feel so alone and isolated.
I'm so sorry you feel hopeless to change things.
So sorry you feel hopeless to change things.
Okay, see how you feel now?
Yeah, they were all true. I'm feeling like that was needed to be said.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're doing here is we're acknowledging the wounded part in you that feels that way, right? And that doesn't mean that, this is the whole truth, like I said before, but this is a wounded part of you that keeps, you know, that has been shut down for a long time, and now we're actually seeing it, we're acknowledging it, or you are, right? And that really helps to heal these parts in us. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So where are you at now? Your heart, your chest, your head, the number?
It's around a 4-5, I would say.
Okay. Okay.
Wonderful. That's,
yeah,
that's
beautiful.
A pretty good... Very yeah. beautiful improvement. Yeah,
yeah,
wonderful. I'm sorry, dear, we can't spend more time. Otherwise, I'm sure Gertrude would be able to take it down to a 0. But hopefully
yeah.
you'll be able to stick around and listen to her offer. All right, much
yeah.
love, dear. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Nina. Thank
Gertrude,
you, Nina.
Yeah. All right, wonderful. That was beautiful. Now, let's pick another number.
11.
Okay, that is area code 732. You are on now.
Oh, my God, that's me. Oh.
It is. What's your name?
Oh, June.
June, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, June. Hi. Would you like me to
test
you
yeah.
as well? Or?
Yes, yeah? please.
Okay.
It's just lately I've been feeling like I'm just like going crazy kind of thing. Yeah. But anyway, yes, please.
Okay. Do I have your permission to test you?
Yeah.
Okay. So is June's soul connected 100% to her body? Okay, I get a no for that one. Is June's body connected 100% to her soul? I get a no on that one as well. Is June's soul communicating to her body 100%? No. And is June's body communicating to her soul 100%? Okay, I also get a no on that one.
Okay.
So anything that in particular that you would like to work on right now?
I feel like a bit of a yo-yo. I mean, I have a heart of gold and I give and everything else, but then I feel like I'm short fuse, like I just get upset, you know. I feel like
mm-hmm.
I'm being triggered.
Yeah.
Not so much with, you know, like with myself a lot when I'm alone, you know. I'm just you know, like opposite. It's just I feel like almost like a dark cloud, and I work on, you know, bringing the white light in, and it feels good, but then it's like doesn't last.
And can you tell me a little bit about what gets you triggered or who?
I don't know. Like I feel like my one thing is it's already a month ago. I fell at work and I had surgery on my wrist, and so now I can't use that hand, and I just feel impatient and get upset and very, I don't know, I just more with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I'm so, like I'm so giving and heart of gold with everybody else, but not with me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And the other thing is that like at night, I say it's relaxing to have wine, which is fine, but I think it's more like an escape.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what were you doing? I missed that.
At night, I feel like I say to myself, it's relaxing to have a few glasses of wine, but
Like
it's not, it's more of an escape. And that probably has to do with disconnecting my soul.
Yeah, that's a very, any kind of distraction that we find is usually a sign that we are not fully embodying our soul here, because it's one of the way to numb ourselves, right? And basically what happens is that, when we have experienced any kind of trauma, there's this inner split happening. And when that, let's say it this way, separation from soul usually happens because of trauma. It happens because of abuse or other painful, frightening and unsafe experiences, whether that happened in this lifetime or in other lifetimes or in other space of dimension.
I had abusive over 25 years marriage. I'm divorced now, but it was abusive.
Yeah. So when that happens, a part of our soul consciousness splits off, and it does that to help us actually survive the experiences. And that way we were able to escape, the fullness of that pain. So that part that split off was left in current or past lifetimes. And, that's when we need to compensate that. We develop strategies, right? Survival mechanisms. And a lot of times, what you're explaining is one of them. And we can feel a deep sadness, a grief, feel disconnected from ourselves, from our body, from other people, from life, right? So there's a lot of signs that we can be disconnected. Okay, so having said that, let's take a nice deep breath. Focus on your heart center and your solar plexus. And before we do that, can you tell me, June, where you feel all the charge around this in your body right now? The charge, maybe frustration.
What do I feel? Frustration? I don't know. More like, I guess,
the upset, the impatience with yourself.
Yeah, impatient, I guess, with myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you feel that in your body?
More like it could be between my solar plexus and my creative, my solar plexus.
Yeah.
Like above my stomach, my belly button, above my belly button.
Yeah. And how intense does that feel right now on a scale of 0 to 10?
What I'm feeling there?
Mm-hmm.
Like an 8, 9.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So again, a nice deep breath. Imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts and all versions of you, and repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you gave all your life force energy away to others.
I'm so sorry you gave all of your life energy away to others.
I'm so sorry you forgot about your own oxygen mask.
I'm so sorry you forgot about your own oxygen mask.
I'm so sorry you deprived yourself and your body of the love that you need.
I'm so sorry you deprived yourself and your body of the love you need.
I'm so sorry your body turned against you.
I'm so sorry your body turned against you.
I'm so sorry your body is punishing you.
I'm so sorry your body is punishing you.
I'm so sorry you decided to no longer feel your body.
I'm so sorry you decided you no longer feel your body.
I'm so sorry it was better to distract yourself.
I'm so sorry it was better for you to distract yourself.
I'm so sorry it was the only way for you to survive.
I'm so sorry it was the only way for you to survive.
I'm so sorry you forgot that your soul is here for you.
I'm so sorry you forgot that your soul was here for you.
I'm so sorry you got disconnected.
I'm so sorry you got disconnected.
I'm so sorry your soul, you thought your soul gave up on you.
I'm so sorry you thought your soul gave up on you.
I'm so sorry you gave up on yourself too.
I'm so sorry that you thought you gave up on me too.
I'm so sorry. It always feels like a dark cloud hanging over you.
I'm so sorry that it always feels like a dark cloud hanging over you.
I'm so sorry if one thing becomes better, another becomes worse.
I'm so sorry one thing becomes better and the other becomes worse.
I'm so sorry you became so impatient with yourself.
I'm so sorry you became so impatient with yourself.
And see if this resonates, June. I'm so sorry you hate yourself and you hate your body.
I'm so sorry you hate yourself and your body. Yeah.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
Yeah, see how you feel?
I feel so much lighter. Everything
beautiful.
Is brighter. Everything you said was so true. I resonated with it all. Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So where are you at now? How does your solar plexus feel?
I feel like pretty much nothing there. Like the number 2 comes to mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, June. Thank you for bringing that to the table for everyone. And many blessings.
Thank you. Many blessings to you and Aaron too and everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear, and you're most welcome and good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, and sometimes the phrases that I say can sound quite direct, maybe bold or even harsh. And I do want to remind you that we're not speaking anything into existence. We're uncreating the woundedness, the perceived experiences of our wounded parts and versions. So that's, and we really want to meet them where they're at, right? So if we sugarcoat it, you know, we've probably been doing that all our lives, you know, sugarcoating our pain, our sadness, our anger, So we really want to be honest with our wounded parts. That's what we're doing here. So I just want to clarify that a little bit for, you know, not have people freak
out. Yeah, I can understand. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go ahead. It's the top of the hour. I want to make sure that people get a chance to see your wonderful offer, which is at an amazing, I mean, it is a bundle full of amazing stuff, and we have it at a deep discount. So I want to make sure that everybody's able to take advantage of it. So let's join Gertrude in hearing about this amazing offer that she has for you, which is Reclaim the Perfect Divine Template and Manifest Your Heart and Soul's Desires. This is so, so awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to go to orderjoy2020.com/Gertrude23. I'll repeat that, orderjoy2020.com/GERTRUD23, Gertrude 23, or just press one of the links that has been provided to you. And, all right, so we have amazing three bundles, and I would love for you to go over these, Gertrude, one by one. And if you guys listening, if you have any questions, please send them in the webcast.
Yeah, sure. It's an honor to talk about this program that I've created for all of you. So the program's name is Soul Reconnection, Recalibrate to Your Perfect Divine Template. And this is really about reclaiming your perfect divine template and manifest your heart and soul's desires. So if you have a sense of being in tune with your body, in tune with your intuition, feeling lost, not having a clear sense of who you are, maybe feeling unstable, maybe you're feeling as if something is really missing in your life, maybe you feel as if you don't even belong here, you don't feel like you fit in here. These are all signs of really being sort of homesick, right? Not really fully being connected with your soul, with your divinity. So that's what this is all about. That's what this will be doing in this program. So we're healing the deeper layers of your karma, and we restore the broken connections with your divinity. So as Aaron already introduced at the beginning, this is, I feel, the missing piece to achieving, self-worth, unlimited life force energy, radiant health, and manifestation of all your soul's desires. We really want to restore that broken connection between you, your soul, and your divinity. I really wish for you to really step into your power and live your best life. And you can keep clearing issue by issue until the cows come home. But if we do not restore that connection, if we do not reconnect with our soul and reclaim our perfect divine template, then, it's always bits and pieces, right? We get the scraps, so to speak. So this, I feel, is really the missing puzzle piece. So what I've done is I've created three packages. And the first package A, I'll start there, will be five live calls with clearings and activations. And the first one is Retrieve Your Soul's Missing Parts. So this is where I have you become reunited with your amazing soul. So you can feel whole, you can feel complete, and you can feel loved unconditionally and feel supported, right? As if you belong. This will also help you break free from abandonment patterns on a deeper level, which is something, many of us have, and maybe not consciously, but are nevertheless there, sabotaging our lives. This will also help you let go of the loneliness, the feeling lost, and you know, feel that deep connection instead. That's I feel is what we're really here for, is to feel that deep connection with our soul, and that way we can live our life full out here. We'll also be releasing the pain and the grief around all that. We will be transmuting survival strategies, programming patterns that, you know, have kept you from living your best life. We'll also be working on, this is a very important part I haven't mentioned yet actually, is to open your heart back up, because the only way I feel is to really reconnect with our soul is through the heart. And if we have our hearts closed, which many, many of us do, you know, to hurt and pain and sadness and grief, you know, then it's really hard to reconnect. So we will be working on that as well. And maybe even more important is that you will learn to see yourself through sources, through God's eyes, see your own divinity. So that's what we'll be doing there, is really restoring that connection. So then we'll go into the second live call, which is about liberating your ancestral spirits. So this is another important piece of the puzzle, because as human beings, we tend to hold on to our loved ones, the ancestors we may or may never have met, who have passed to, you know, to different dimensions, different realms. And this can prevent that soul from really going into the light. But it also keeps you from fully being present here, because we're holding on, right? So when their spirit accidentally keeps you imprisoned and stuck, we want to release that. We want to release that soul for their benefit, so they can move on, but also for your benefit. So, you know, so you both can become liberated. So that's a beautiful process we'll be doing. We'll also be doing, actually in each call, I'll also do lots of clearing work, as I've shared with you just now. So it'll be a combination of beautiful processes and deep clearing work to get the most out of this, and to get you to, you know, to reconnect in the highest, on the highest level that is possible for you. So then life call three is about upgrading your soul blueprint. This is also a sacred process I'm going to be taking you through, and we'll be touching on different areas during this upgrade. So we'll be healing the physical body, also chakra imbalances we'll be covering. We'll be healing karma from past lives, current life, ancestral baggage that we may be carrying. We'll be transmuting any shadow programming. And what we'll also be doing, besides the clearing of things, is activating your gifts, your talents. We'll be balancing things like polarity themes that may be playing out. And basically, we all have them playing out, right? As we live in a world of duality, of polarity, you know, there's always that poverty, wealth, that war and peace, that wisdom and foolishness. So there's lots of polarity themes that can be playing out. The masculine, the feminine, of course. We'll be balancing that as well. I'll be reconnecting you to your intuitive channel, so that will also be a great benefit of this program, is to really get you reconnected to your inner guidance. We'll be working on giving and receiving unconditional love. That's that heart part I was talking about as well. So basically bringing your soul essence and your soul destiny into form here, into the physical form, so you can, you know, create the life you wish for that's really aligned with your soul path, your soul plan. So then we'll go into call four, which is about activating your perfect divine template. And our divine template is really our energy matrix that we exist in, or within, I should say, during our physical life here on Earth. And it's basically a manual for the perfect human, and we all have this stored in our DNA. But because of all the programming, the trauma, the indoctrination, you know, lifetime after lifetime, we do not, you know, we do not have access to all of it. We're actually only using about 30% of it. So that's very, very little piece of all the potential that we have. So we really want to reclaim that and activate that so we can access all that power, all that light, all that wisdom, all that, you know, those gifts that we have, right? So so this will be a beautiful template activation where you will be letting go of what is holding you back, letting go of any lessons that you, you know, had to learn. We can mark them as complete. And that way you can, you know, tap into that, like I said, that higher wisdom, that knowledge, and those more refined aspects of yourself. So this is basically like a soul resurrection, a reclaiming, recalibrating to your divine human template. And this will really help you flow into a more aligned life path. You know, it's really time to say goodbye to all this 3D struggle and suffering we're all in, and, you know, really upgrade ourselves, basically. So then we have a call five, which is about embodying your soul's light into form. And that's what I feel is the basis of all. If we, if we can manifest that, if we can have our light shine through fully here, then, you know, our lives will be amazing. And that's what we're truly here for. So, as I'm also, I've also written here is that, our beautiful planet is going through, you know, very significant changes, and we as humans as well, we get to go through this intense path of our ascension, you know, and it's really, it can be tough, right? And I know most of you have been doing lots of healing work, have been at it for years, maybe decades, and you know, it was for me this insight that we really need to get reconnected and have our soul's light shine through fully, and then, you know, things will really be amazing on a physical, on a mental, emotional, and spiritual level, and we can be fully upgraded to our perfect divine template. So these are the five live calls I will be doing with you that are in Package A. And in Package A, we also have some bonuses. And one of them are my popular remote healings. These will be for 90 days. And they will be all about supporting you and amplifying you, your soul embodiment, and, you know, your recalibrating to your divine human template. And the remote healings that I do are being sent automatically, so you don't have to listen to anything. You don't have to sit and meditate or anything. You can just go about your day, even if you have to work. That's all fine. You know, you will be supported in the highest and best way for you. The energies are very powerful. But they're also very gentle, and that's why you can just, you know, live your life during these 3 months, and the remote healings will not interfere, and they will never do any harm. So your soul and source are in charge, and again, you don't have to do anything. Just set the intention to receive. And I feel that remote healings, I include them in all my programs basically because they really amplify all the other work that you do and all the other calls that we have together. If you choose to have a private session with me, it'll amplify that as well. So this is really icing on the cake. The second bonus that I have made available for you is a silent clearing that you can listen to, and this is about reattuning you to your divinity. And you can use this silent clearing basically for anything that triggers you, anything that bothers you, any health issue, if you're feeling down, if you feel like you have you're exhausted, for example. So this healing is very powerful to clear anything that's happening in your current life and anything that is at the root of that. So you can listen to these as this specific MP3 as often as you like, as often as you need. And also for this one, it's always in your highest and best, and no harm can be done. So that's package A.
Awesome. And then we have package B, which includes everything in package A, plus a 30-minute private clearing session with Gertrude.
Yes.
We kind of
yes.
got a taste of that. Yeah,
yes.
We kind of got a taste of that. In the mini one-on-one.
Yes.
And then
and I'll also be testing you, if you like. I'll be testing you in more detail. I now just, you know, did a kind of like overall, but then I can be more specific in how many percent you are connected to, your soul is connected to your body, vice versa, how well it's communicating, how well they're communicating together, if you're operating from your highest self. So there'll be a couple of things I'll be testing for you, and then we'll take it from there, and then we'll do the deeper self-directed compassion healing for whatever you would like to work on.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And then package C includes everything in package A and B, plus you have a personal remote healing on one specific issue for 3 months, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you could take one specific issue and receive remote healings on that one for 3 months. And then
yes.
you also get 2 clearing calls, which are pre-recorded, so you can listen to them and use them as you want, right?
Exactly, yes. So the first clearing call, I'll just go over them quickly, is about I am more than enough. So here we'll be clearing the I am not enough wounds. I call it the mother of all wounds, you know, that results from trauma and being disconnected across time, space, and dimensions. So it's about a 90-minute clearing call, so we'll dive deep into that topic. It's really, really powerful, and I feel, you know, we can all use some more self-worth, right? So
we yes. definitely can, absolutely.
Yeah.
So these are the 3 awesome, really packed packages that are packed full of really, really valuable stuff. In package A, I just want to go over the items and tell you guys what they typically sell for. The 5 live group activations typically sell for $47 each, which is $235 for all 5. The bonus, which is the 90-day remote healing, is a $300 value. The other bonus, which is the attunement, is a $47 value. The limited time bonus that we have right now, which is the MP3, is another $27, which brings, if you had to buy these items separately, the total value of package A is $609, which right now at the special offer price you're getting only for $147, which is really phenomenal. When you get to package B and you have the private session, the typical value is $247, which brings the value of package B to $856. But you have the special offer price of only $197, which is just $50 more than package A. This can really help you go deeper into your issue with Gertrude and really help clear it powerfully. And then package C has everything in both package A and B. And then you have the additional personalized remote healings for 3 months, which is valued at $300. You have additional 2 clearings, which is $47 each for 94. So that total package value is $1,250. And your price today is only $247, which is really, really fantastic. I want you to consider this one thing. Just think about it. If any of these one packages, whichever one you are being pulled towards, whichever one you are resonating with, think about this. If the only thing it did was to, let's say, mobilize your soul's desire so that manifestation becomes much easier, would it be worth that price, the $147 or $247, whichever level you want to invest at? Ask yourself that question. If the only thing that that package did was to help you gain clarity on your passion and purpose so you could really fulfill your soul's higher calling, unlock the doors to your fullest potential, and really experience possibilities that you had never imagined before, would it be worth it? If the only thing that the package did was to help strengthen your spiritual abilities, your inner guidance, help you to set healthy boundaries and make empowering choices in all areas of your life while bringing back your vital life force energy and increase your health and vitality, would it be worth the $147 or the $197 or the $247, whichever level you're being pulled towards? Really answer that question for yourself. It promises to do all of these things, but if it did only that one thing, would it be a good investment? Remember, we are our biggest investments. That's what I have lived my life by. When I realized that I was my biggest investment and I started investing in myself, that's the question you have to answer. Would that be a good investment that you are making in yourself? So the offer, yeah, again, is at, I'm just going to announce the link real quick. It's orderjoy2020.com/Gertrude23. You were going to say something, Gertrude?
Yeah, we actually forgot something, that there's also a limited time bonus, which is the Soul Body Fusion Healing and Activation MP3. And this is also an amazing process that you'll be guided through. I'll actually be guiding you through to invite your soul back into your body. This is, I really love this tool. It's really about embodying your soul, bringing your soul's frequencies into the physical level, grounding them into your cells, into your DNA. And it's a really simple process. You can just sit and listen and receive, and it is done for you. And I'm going to promise you this makes a huge difference.
Awesome. Thank you for remembering to explain that. I do have a few more questions that came in. All right, let's look at this. Will the healings and clearings work for me, even if I can't attend the live calls?
Yes, they will. the remote healings, for sure, you don't have to be present for them. So if you... If you cannot make it, then that's fine. If you cannot make it for the live calls you were asking about, right? I always say this work that I do. I can't find the word. It doesn't require, but it's even more powerful when you actively participate. But it's not necessary, because healing happens with intention. So if you register for the program, you are included and the intention is already set. So that's basically
awesome. And then they're going to be getting the recordings anyway.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And I would say
It's fun to be present, right? I mean, you're part of the of the tribe. You know, you can also send in your issues real time, and I can clear them on the spot. So that's that's also a benefit of being there live. But again, if you cannot make it live, then no worries.
Beautiful. Thank you for answering that. And then another question is, do I need to set time aside for the remote healings?
No, you don't have to do anything. You, as I said earlier, you can go about your day as usual, and the gentle healing energies will be sent to you 24/7 by source. So all you need to do is set the intention to receive, and they will be sent to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. And can I purchase this package for loved ones without letting them know? Like, do you have to get their permission?
No, you can buy them for loved ones. The remote healings that are for everyone in package A, and the personalized remote healings that are in package C, they work for everyone who is registered, knowingly or unknowingly. So this is actually a great way to support your family and friends if that's what you would like to do. And if you register other people for the live calls, as I said earlier as well, the healing is also by intention, so they can also really benefit from that as well.
Awesome. And the last question, does this program work for physical or health issues as well?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Physical and health issues often arise and don't get resolved because we are not fully present in our body. And the reason for that usually is trauma, is one way or another, and it's because we got disconnected from our soul in the first place. So when we restore the connection to our soul, to our perfect divine template, you know, healing can and actually will take place naturally, because that's our natural state of being. Yeah, so it's definitely for physical and health issues, yes.
Perfect, awesome. Let me just make sure we don't have any more questions. Let me just make sure. All right. So I have another comment. This is from Hannah. She said, I purchased a previous package from Gertrude, and I also did some of her calls. Her work is extraordinarily full of magic and beauty. She goes above and beyond the expected in what she brings to her groups. It's like she can read the call of our souls and inner children who have been yearning for so long to be free. I've done many programs with many healers. For me, her work feels like the missing key that helped to pull everything together I had done in the past together. So I used to love to run, but after being sick many years ago, I could never bring the habit back, no matter how hard I tried. After one call with Gertrude, I was able to start running again with ease and confidence. I felt so free. It was like a part of myself I had lost was restored. It has helped me remember that anything is possible for me. I loved witnessing the breakthroughs, love, and magic on the calls. If something in her work feels right and draws you, know that in my experience, her packages are a gift and so worth it. I'm grateful for having been part of her calls and have her MP3s to go back to. Wow. This was Hannah from Canada. That is fantastic. Wow. Well,
thank you.
I'm so happy for you, Hannah. And yes, thank you for sending this in.
Yeah,
beautiful testimonial. Yeah. That is really amazing. And it came in on perfect timing because we are out of time. Thank you so much, my dear. It has been fantastic sharing this space with you. Thank you for doing all the wonderful work that you do, and for all these beautiful gifts that you have brought for us. I'm deeply grateful.
Thank you so much, Erin, for having me. It was a joy to be here today and to connect with you and all of you beautiful souls out there listening live or on the replay. It was an honor to be here.
It was wonderful. Yes. Thank you so much, all of you lovely from Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now members. Thank you so much. Deep appreciation and much love to you guys. Take care and bye-bye for now.